Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 341 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by coming into the present moment, recognizing what we are. And from this place of clarity, we allow the quote to speak to us. I typically start meditation by coming into the present moment, and coming into the present moment is becoming the present moment. The quote for today, 341, talks about words are symbols. That point. And coming into the present moment is simply words that point. What we're after is the experience that those words point to. Robert Adams writes, "The point is not to simply perceive the moment now, but to have a direct experience of the grandeur, the bliss, the splendor, and the glory of the infinite." To have a direct experience of God, the eternal here and now reveals the infinity of eternity. And that is what we're after. When we practice coming into the present moment now, that's the experience. We get there by seeing through the present moment now, through the symbol of it, through the imagination of it, through the concept of it, going through all that and getting to the direct experience of it. That's why we practice at the beginning of each meditation, coming into the present moment now, coming into the experience of the infinite, of God. Direct reality. So let's do that. Closing our eyes, taking a few deep breaths, allowing ourselves to settle into the next few minutes. Simply being here, right now. Emptying ourselves of all concerns of the past, the future, becoming empty, empty. Right now, what am I experiencing? What are the body sensations? Being here right now, in awareness of what's in awareness. Noticing with unattachment. Noticing without commentary or judgment. Simply being here in this reality. Robert Adams writes, "What can really disturb you and make you sad, make you afraid? Only something that you think may happen to you. But if you are living in the eternal now, if you exist this moment, and you do, in this moment, is there a problem? There is no problem in this moment. It is only when you begin to think of tomorrow or the next week that you think of problems. But if you learn to stay centered in the moment, where nothing is happening, this moment will become the next moment, and the next moment will become the next hour, the next day, the next week. This is how to live moment to moment." But what do? We stretch out those moments to days. We like to see the future. We think something's going to happen to us tomorrow, or the next day, or the next day. But nothing can ever happen to you unless you allow. You allow it by believing it, by thinking about it. You give it power. By fearing it, I say to you in truth, there is nothing to fear in this whole universe. There is no fear. Fear does not exist. Only the self exists. Only the self exists. Catch the meaning of those words. Only the self exists. Catch the meaning of those words. Only the self exists, and I am that. That is a profound statement. All is well. All is well. All is perfectly well. Never forget that. Do not think about it. Do not try to analyze it. Just accept it in your heart. All is well. Period. End. Right now, in this moment, everything is as it should be. Allow yourself to not simply perceive the moment, but instead have a direct experience of the grandeur, the bliss, the splendor, and the glory of the infinite, eternal now. Let go of your concept of now and simply be here in this eternal space of now, the direct experience of God. Robert Adams writes, "The point is not to simply perceive the moment now, but to have a direct experience of the grandeur, the bliss, the splendor, and the glory of the infinite. To have a direct experience of God, the eternal here and now reveals the infinity of eternity. And that is what we're after when we practice coming into the present moment now. That's the experience. Thank you. Words are symbols. They are symbols that I believed communicated. I see now that symbols do not communicate. Communication is beyond all symbols. Communication occurs through the vibration of mind or heart. Holy Spirit, help me to abandon the vibration of mind, because the thinking in mind is not me. Help me. Help me attune to the vibration of heart and sing only its song. Since its song is my true song and all that I want to sing now. Amen. A prayer of awakening. Words are symbols. They are symbols that I believed communicated. I see now that symbols do not communicate. Communication is beyond all symbols. Communication occurs through the vibration of mind or heart. Holy Spirit, help me to abandon the vibration of mind, because the thinking in mind is not me. Help me attune to the vibration of heart and sing only its song, since its song is my true song and all that I want to sing now. Amen. Words are symbols. They are symbols that I believed communicated. I see now that symbols do not communicate. Communication is beyond all symbols. Communication occurs through the vibration of mind or heart. Holy Spirit, help me to abandon the vibration of mind, because the thinking in mind is not me. Help me attune to the vibration of heart and sing only its song, since its song is my true song and all that I want to sing now. Amen. Words are symbols. They are symbols that I believed communicated. I see now that symbols do not communicate. Communication is beyond all symbols. Communication occurs through the vibration of mind or heart. Holy Spirit, help me to abandon the vibration of mind, because the thinking in mind is not me. Help me attune to the vibration of heart and sing only its song, since its song is my true song and all that I want to sing now. Amen. Thank you for joining for quote 341 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.